That's my soul.
Welcome to Uncle Touchy's Shirtless Podcast Studio.
This is an ambush.
I be creeping.
We call that a Dirty Sanchez south of the border.
My lisp likes to say dirty things sometimes.
Pokemon porn.
That's a one-time deal, buddy.
Opens up like a fucking predator mouth.
I like dicks, though. You beat that jungle worm, Sam.
Are we talking about penises?
You're listening to StrengthCast.
I'm Samson Lancaster, and today I am joined with Kat McGuire.
I'm drinking beer.
Yeah? Wow. That's actually, you don't drink beer.
I don't. I'm trying to get more into it.
And there's a reason why you're actually drinking beer, which we'll get to in a second. Devin Steele is with us today.
Beer.
And we have a very, very special guest today, Brandon, a founder of BottleLogic. And we happen to be in a BottleLogic warehouse right now during the week of Logic, surrounded by barrels, and it's amazing. Welcome to our show, Brandon.
Thank you. Welcome to my catacombs.
Thank you.
I'd like to clarify also, surrounded by extremely well-lit ambient barrels.
Yeah, they're very pretty.
A couple of braziers would have been nice, but we, you know, we're
very I like the mood lighting in here. It's nice.
It's very sensual.
Yeah. So, Brandon, what do you do for BottleLogic?
So, I like you said, I was one of the founders, but mostly I work on the branding side. I do packaging, work with our artists on the type of our label art and stuff like that. And then time to time, I kind of help out with barrel treatments, and I'll do packaging, like actual packaging line stuff. Occasionally, I'll help out with like some of the recipe stuff.
Awesome.
Jack of all trade, multi-class.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts actually about BottleLogic is the artwork. Oh, so yeah. I have to commend you guys for that.
Yeah, yeah. It is amazing. Like I love that. That's one of the reasons why I was like, dude, we have to do a show here.
Yeah. Josh Emmerich is our artist. He lives out in Indiana. His Twitter is at EmmerichCo. And Josh is an amazing illustrator. It wasn't his calling. He wanted to do graphic design in general and do like layout templates and stuff. But we sucker him into some really cool illustrations.
You know what? I was a graphic designer for 10 years. Nobody wants to do graphic design. Yeah. He's lying. These illustrations, they're amazing.
Yeah.
And you can tell that's what he likes to do.
Yeah, I think why our relationship works is he'll take what we are thinking, and he'll filter it and like distill it into a beautiful product. And he'll throw out ideas too, and then we'll throw like he'll get us all excited, and we'll kind of geek out on a certain subject for a while, and then like we'll get like a label like She Shot First or Tatter Prints or something like that.
Nice. Yeah, I think I saw when I showed up at your your tasting room for the first time. I saw a ton of Overwatch themed stuff.
Yeah, yeah. we get quite a bit of the people from the Blizzard campus. They do stop by, so any chance we can, we try to throw out some little Easter eggs for them, just so they know that we appreciate what they're doing. A lot of the people from Heroes too stop by, and yeah, those guys are killing it over there.
Yeah. I think most of us here love Blizzard.
Oh, totally.
So we're at a very awesome event here, the Week of Logic. Could you tell us a little bit about this event?
Yeah, we most breweries kind of they'll do a festival to celebrate or a tap takeover or something like that. When 2 years ago, when we were getting to ours, we kind of didn't want to do that because we had too many things we wanted to pour,
yeah,
and not enough time to pour it and make sure everyone had their fair share to try something. So originally we were thinking about 3 days, and then things escalated to 7 days. So now it's our 7-day long anniversary, and ever since then we just go with that, and so people can come in every day. They get a passport where they can get stamps.
Yeah, the strategy guide is beautiful too.
Yeah, the theme this year obviously is arcade. Last year's theme was Space Camp. We sent everyone to Space Camp. So you collect the stamps, and there's prizes associated with that. And then the ultimate prize, if you come all 7 days, you get a status to get first dibs on a lot of our bottle releases.
Wow,
that's
nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're calling it level up this year. So if you stay all 7 days, you get the level up.
Yeah, I tried to come yesterday too. I've only made it to 1 day. I was like, oh, I'm still prepping for this.
Yeah,
and this is the first time we've taken our entire show on location or mobile. Yeah,
yeah. I liked your setup when you were rolling in. I'm like, oh, that's cool. It's all in a cart and all that. It's good.
Oh yeah, with all the brewery stickers. I need some Bottle Logic stickers on that. It's kind of
we can
guide your competitors on it as it stands.
We can make something happen. We can make
it's a little awkward.
Happen.
Doesn't sound like a threat at all.
No. By far, some of the best deers. By far, some of the best deers.
Are you drunk?
No. I had one sip.
Do you know where we
are? I wasn't supposed to drink it yet because we're going to be tasting it. some of the best beers that I've tasted have been here in the short time that I've been here. They're so good.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I have to say that I'm actually a person that doesn't really like beer, and I've had a hard time finding things to my taste. All of the beers that I've tried that I would actually order and drink have been from Bottle Logic.
Oh.
So I'm a big fan of you guys.
Thank you. That's always good to hear good things. It's also good to hear bad things too, because then that's how we get better.
Absolutely.
I don't have any bad things yet, actually. Devin has more good things, I think.
I'm made of nothing but good things.
Well, that's debatable.
Well, I mean, we have a beer in our hands right now that we're waiting to try, so
we can
see.
Why don't we
how we feel about
Brandon,
it.
Brandon, why don't you walk us through your tasting room?
Sure. So today's feature beer on the Passport was Fundamental Sumation. This was a collaboration beer we did with a brewery in Florida called Three Sons.
Yeah,
we're good friends with Corey over there, and we met at Hanapu Day last year and kind of hit it off, and thought it would be fun to do something with him because our breweries are known for barrel aged stouts, ours being Fundamental Observation and his being Sumation. So we actually had a phone call, and we had like five ideas of different things. And at the end of it, we're like, you know, it'd just be kind of funny just to do both like our popular beers together and try to see what happens with that. And that ended up being the main idea. So we took the base of our stout and the base of his and kind of met in the middle in the grain bill, brewed that. And then we threw these in bourbon barrels. It's been about 8 months now, and it'll get probably two more months in the barrels. And then for the sneak peek, we added the Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee.
Oh.
And we're using Madagascar vanilla beans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just decadent and chocolatey, and there's little berry notes too from the coffee. And so this is like a good representation of what the final product would be. The only thing I would say that might change its time in the barrel is obviously a little bit more vanilla notes from the wood, maybe.
So this is a preview of something that's going to release in the future?
Yeah. So most of the stuff that we pour at Weekologic on the barrel side is kind of like sneak peeks. And it gives everyone an opportunity to kind of see where we're going for the next year or so.
Awesome.
Yeah. So cheers. Enjoy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, so good.
Decadent. Anytime that word comes up, I start getting excited.
Decadent.
But it's appropriate.
I think it's delightful, Devin.
It definitely tastes like alcoholic coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely does. And you said that Jamaican blue. Sal, I'm not going to pour one out for you because this is too good to waste, but he'll get it when it comes out, I think.
Yeah. I'm sorry you're not here, man, but I'm drinking it right now, and it's great.
More for us.
Oh, and now that it's been sitting a while, I taste it kind of tastes like chocolate covered cherries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people told me they get pralines from it.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little bit of that on the nose.
Oh, yeah.
The finish is very chocolatey. I personally like the, like I said, the berry notes from the coffee. I'll get that. And I think maybe we're getting that chocolate-covered cherry idea as well.
Oh, yeah. It's just so good.
To me, it kind of tastes better when it sits.
I'm getting that
like
fruit
when
now.
When I first drink it, I'm like, ooh. But then I let it sit and it tastes...
Yeah.
It has a nice aftertaste.
Dark chocolate covered cherries.
This is kind of a good representation, though, of We like to make beers. Like, it's funny when you hear what other people's interpretation of what you're doing is. Like, a lot of people say we just throw stuff in barrels and like call it a day, but
I doubt that.
Yeah.
I seriously doubt that with what I'm tasting here.
Yeah. The whole point of everything though is we want to make something where friends can enjoy a bottle and like talk about the beer.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, it's not like a one and done. Like you taste it like, oh, I tasted this. Yeah. This is it. Like you can start this beer and then finish it and you're going to have a completely different, set of flavor profile and stuff to play around with. So
now the AVB on this has got to be what, above 12?
It's 14%, around that range.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow.
Most of our stouts of this type are around 14%.
Non-session.
The highest we've done so far is around 16%.
Yeah, I tasted that one on Sunday. That was the
Fundamental Forces.
Ooh, yeah, it was definitely a force to be reckoned with.
That one, I was really happy with. That one spent 16 months in barrels.
Oh wow. Okay, so this is half that currently.
This is a 14%.
Well, I mean the age. Sorry.
Oh, this is yeah. This is 8 months in barrels.
So will the alcohol increase if you leave it in longer?
No, this is probably at the near end of that. Usually,
no more yeasts.
We usually get about 2% pickup. Usually,
okay.
It depends on the spirit though. That's like bourbon barrels. If it's something like wine,
so then it probably started at 12.
Yeah.
So I was kind of right.
You were, yeah, in another universe.
In another yes. Yeah. I like that. In another universe.
Another universe where you're less of a douche. You were right.
Well, no, I'm a douche in every universe.
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah, no comment.
It's okay. If you decide to get to know me more, you might have a comment later.
Or just listen to the show and you'll see.
Oh, I believe he has. What episode have you listened to? Put you on the spot.
On the plane, it was the girl gaming one.
Oh, Gamer Girls?
Gamer Girls,
Gamer Girl, yeah. Janae, that's an old one, man. That was a good one.
Super old.
To be honest, I went by what I thought looked the coolest on the icons.
That was the one where it had her anime picture. Yeah.
But I mean, I was like looking on my phone, so the icons were like maybe like an inch big. So.
Yeah. Yeah. They do translate kind of small on the phones, but yeah, cool. I can't get over this beer. It's so amazing. I'm gonna drink some more. Oh,
you need to get some drink takes for this. A little like,
yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You gotta sip and quaff.
it's really alcoholic. I almost choked on the alcohol fumes with that one. It's so good. Now I'm getting a little buzzed because I haven't eaten dinner yet.
Lightweight.
This is really sad.
Yeah. You're really sad.
Yeah, usually.
Children,
clinical depression
please.
Does that.
Oh. So, Brandon, what video games do you play?
So right now I'm playing World of Warcraft.
Some WoW.
Yeah, I got a 110 Warlock. And then
is that your main?
Yeah, I kind of like every expansion kind of decide whatever I was playing last expansion is stupid and then do something different. So I jump around a lot. My original character was a hunter way back in vanilla, but
Cancer.
Yeah, well, there were a lot different back then.
Oh, I'm sorry. I play a lot of Hearthstone. That's what I'm thinking.
I play a little Hearthstone, but that one's hard for me to keep up just because the rule sets change so often.
Yeah.
I think when they changed it to wild and the two different types of gameplay, I kind of stopped there.
Yeah, I stopped and then I started again because addicted.
Yeah. But I like Heroes a lot. Which I keep talking Blizzard, but I do like other games.
That's fine.
I got Witcher recently, and I've been trying that out. And
which Witcher?
The Wild Hunt. And
me giggle.
That's the goal.
I'm trying to make him fail and just sandbag him constantly.
No.
You're over here giggling, ruining my thing.
You can try, but you will fail, sir.
I tried Witcher, and it's a lot of stuff.
It's intense. I take it in small doses for sure.
Yeah.
I gave up on Fallout 4 recently. I've decided to let my settlement go.
But a settlement needs your help.
Yeah, no more, no more Minutemen stuff for me.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, God. Yeah. I stuck him in like far away from...
you were able to do that?
Yeah, yeah.
I tried to kill him many times, but he's immortal.
Yeah, honestly, that was one of the more unique experiences was playing Fallout 4. I like that a lot.
But, yeah, that was one of my favorites too. How high did you get before you called it quits?
Right, it was right before Far Harbor came out.
Okay, so what, you were like 50s, 60s?
Yeah, about 50 something. Yeah,
that's where I'm at, like 50s or 60s.
You know what's funny though? You guys will think this is funny. I never finished the story, the main story. I never
you're
did.
You're just doing that. No, yeah. I haven't finished it either.
Yeah,
but so, it's like Skyrim and well. Skyrim.
I never finished the story in Skyrim either.
Oh, me neither. Yeah. Me neither. All the side quests were too fun.
I finished Oblivion because it's the best one.
Well, that one's just like you can technically beat Oblivion in like less than 2 hours if you just do all the main stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, I did all the other stuff too. But
the main stuff.
The main quest line in Oblivion is so epic.
Mm-hmm.
It just and the music was that was the best music.
Yeah.
Skyrim.
If you want to talk like classic stuff, played a lot of EverQuest.
Fuck. EverQuest.
You guys are screwed.
What?
You guys are screwed.
I wish
I still play Project1999.org.
Okay. There you go. I wish Wes was around. You guys would get a kick out of him. You guys remember that website Everlore?
Oh wow. Okay.
That he created. Ooh. That was his website.
Yeah. Damn.
He got in that on the ground floor. He was the first person to start mapping the zones.
Like, oh.
Oh wow.
So he'd log into his character.
That's epic.
And move and then map. He had a program mapping where he was going.
That's epic. It's pioneering.
Yeah.
Right there.
And so.
that was my first MMO and
mine too.
I'm just gonna stare at Devin for a second so that he thinks I'm gonna go into a long tirade about it, but I've decided not to. I love EverQuest.
No, Dark Souls.
Fuck you. I gotta play Dark Souls too.
Yeah, EverQuest also was a lot of fun. That one taught me a lot about like the punishing returns of of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. You lose XP, D-level.
Trying to get your corpse back. You
trying
have
to find a corpse.
Beg a necromancer to summon it for you.
I always played a necromancer, and now I'm playing a bard, so I can find
bards are cool.
Asking me. Bards are freaking amazing.
I used to play an enchanter.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was pretty popular in the raids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're the ones that have crack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or the crack dealer.
So they're crack dealers. Bards also have a form of crack, so...
Yeah, they get everyone dancing with the rhythm of their movement.
Yeah, they can give them extra manas and stuff. That's awesome. I don't think I knew that. I mean, I know we talked a bit before the show, but that surprised me.
Yeah, EverQuest and Tribes were my games in high school.
Old school, yeah.
Yeah, Tribes was awesome. I liked Tribes just because you could like they had those custom maps where you could just build your own bases and like. Just have like your own like team fortress style like warfare. That's pretty cool with the jump packs and all that stuff.
Nice. So are those all the games you're playing like right now currently, like the first Blizzard ones? Or are you playing anything else currently?
Yeah, they take up a lot of my time. I just got the new Mass Effect 3 Andromeda.
Andromeda.
Yeah. I know everyone's talking crap on it. So
yeah.
We'll see. I haven't got to play it though. I just pre-ordered it.
Yeah, I've heard things.
I was actually giving Samson shit before you came back.
Oh yeah.
Because I was saying I'm super salty to be here a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Because I've been doing nothing but playing Mass Effect since last night.
Oh cool. Well, I that gives me confidence. But
I got pulled away for beer and good company, so it's fine.
Was that you? No, don't bump the mic.
It was a phone.
Oh, it was a phone.
Oh.
I got pulled away from Horizon Zero Dawn. I've been enjoying that.
Oh, you're playing Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good. Cool game. I recently got to try the Oculus do the accounting VR accounting.
Yeah, they have this work simulators. This is so ridiculous. Yeah.
Such good use of the technology.
I didn't know about this.
Hey, I play a game that people call spreadsheets in space, so I can't.
Have you guys played the VR accounting?
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm. I that's the one thing we haven't done here on StrengthCast is play VR games, really.
Well, that one's free. And it's done by Justin Roland from.
It's only free
Rick
if you already have a VR set.
Oh well, you just borrow somebody's. That's what I did.
So. It's actually made by the guys that did Rick and Morty, is that
what
you said?
Yeah, well, just one of them. He just one of them. Started his own game
That's
studio.
Enough.
Yeah. Squanch Tendo is what it's called.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so into that. I want to see this.
It's pretty cool. Like, I didn't know anything about the game, and then when I started playing it, you hear his voice, you're like, wait a minute, I know this guy.
Oh, that's cool.
That is awesome.
See, these are the times when you could easily just give us like a stall for time motion.
Give a stall for time.
And then, yeah. You know, we just talk about Mass Effect until he's done.
No, we shouldn't do that.
But
I like your guys' beholders. They're cool.
Oh, yeah. Those are, that's Khaki.
Is your, the mascot.
Yeah, he's our mascot. They were made, these ones in particular were made by my wife. But if you see right here, there's bottle openers.
Oh, that's legit. Look at that.
There you go.
Don't have to throw them.
Yeah, I know.
It's a very large room that we're in.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. We brought plenty of bottle openers, so
awesome.
We can give them to all of you guys.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. I will open some beer with this.
Yes.
Perhaps a please. Soda or two.
Yes. Soda's acceptable. Yeah. It's okay.
Craft soda, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, absolutely. Then it is definitely acceptable for craft soda.
Yeah. Craft, not crap, guys.
So, are there any future collaborations that you would like to announce from BottleLogic that you have going on right now?
Depending on when the episode airs, this coming Saturday, the 25th, we'll be releasing they will be releasing, I should say, McKellar down in San Diego. We did a collaboration with them. It's a brown a wee heavy. With maple syrup and cinnamon. We use a cassia, it's like a big long bark cinnamon. Mm-hmm. And then roasted nuts, and we were going for like a sticky bun kind of thing.
Oh,
so it's called
beautiful.
It's called Wee Sticky Icky. so that
the stickiest of icky.
Yes. And they canned that. They'll be releasing the cans. Then April 2nd, we'll be flying out to Portland, and we're going to do a collaboration with Great Notion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going to do a little hazy, juicy IPA out there, and then we're going to invite them down here, and we're going to do a barrel-aged beer. So we're
Is that Oregon or Maine?
That would be Oregon, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I know there's big guys in Maine, too.
Yeah, yeah. But it's kind of funny, this week's crazy in terms of, like, I basically don't really get to correspond on my emails as much.
Yeah, I noticed.
But sorry,
I'm just messing with you.
But in the beginning, the beginning of last week, we had a couple things in the pipeline, so we got those two, and then we'll be doing something hopefully with Noble pretty soon. Noble Ale Works in Anaheim. So
you were working on something when we were conversing. I don't know if that's something you're releasing here, if that's being released someplace else.
With
Cigar.
Oh, Cigar City. Yeah. Totally.
Is that top secret? Sorry.
No, totally forgot about
spoilers.
That.
Spoilers.
No, it's not top secret. one of mine and my other business partners' inspirations for opening a brewery was Cigar City in Tampa.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And, you know, it was a big honor to go pour at Hanapu Day last year. And, of course, they invited us back again this year. They emailed us and wanted us to come out a couple days before. And we got to brew a stout with them at their facility, which was awesome. It's a British-style imperial stout.
Ooh.
And we used malted milk sugar.
Ooh.
And roasted oats. And we used... egg fruit.
You're making me thirsty.
Sort of, yeah. Except for the egg fruit part.
Yeah, that was the last. I said it right when you said egg fruit. That was awkward.
Yeah.
Egg fruit. I don't even know what that is.
It's a custardy, vanilla, sweet potato kind of fruit. It comes from South Africa, apparently. But it was wicked to work with. It was very sweet. But the stout came out great. So nice. They should be releasing that. They said they're going to probably package it in a couple weeks. So that will see some bottles, and they're going to be selling it for anybody who's in listening to this in Tampa. Get ready. It's going to be called Digital Dissolution.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
It's kind of an homage to a scientist out there, a last name Wheeler, that lived in Tampa. So
awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, Do you have any questions for us?
Well, we were going to talk about some drunk video game characters, right?
That was the next question.
Oh, God. Did I skip it?
No, I'm just messing with you.
Boxers or briefs?
Yeah, currently, boxer briefs.
Oh, okay.
That's good. He's like, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. It was a rhetorical question.
No, you don't ask me rhetorical questions. Everybody here knows this. I will answer them honestly.
He just offers up this kind of information without being asked.
Yeah, nobody asked you. What's going on?
Hey, you want to do my peer thing? So
oh, yeah, that was a fun day.
That's not going to happen right now. We're in public. We're not an Uncle Touchy shirtless podcast studio. Sorry. Unless this could be the mobile. This is the mobile edition. But we have to keep our shirts on, I think, in the mobile edition.
See, I'm going to need reminders of that because I just feel like wherever the banner is, the shirts come off.
So, Brandon, what is your favorite drunken video game character?
All right. I would have to go with Auron in Final Fantasy X.
Yep. That's who I thought of.
Yeah. But oh. I'm not picking that game version. I'm picking the Kingdom Hearts version of him because I thought it was cooler. He had cooler combo moves in that one, like where you felt like he was more powerful, I think, in my opinion.
Did he drink more in Kingdom Hearts? I don't know.
He didn't drink at all, but he still had his drinking. Little, you know, his little thing on his back. Is the sake jar or whatever. Yeah.
The jug.
Yeah, yeah. He was just a badass.
Gords. Awesome. What about you, Devin? Do you want to give us one?
Slightly topical, but like half the cast of...
It's okay. Topical's good. We're going to take a break and we'll come back with a more robust... So you can be topical.
More busty?
More busty.
I like busty.
Busty like Spike.
Like half the cast of Mass Effect 3 gets super drunk at one point or another. But specifically, there's a character named Tally who goes on an entire tirade about straws being emergency induction ports, and it's super nerdy and fucking hilarious.
Alrighty.
So there.
Brandon, I want to thank you so much for letting us record here and you being on our show. It's freaking awesome. This is like the coolest thing we've done to date. I think everybody would agree.
Yeah, this is really cool.
Yeah.
It's super chill here in a giant barrel warehouse behind the sign-in where everybody can see us. Like, what the F are those people doing back there? Is that a DJ? I don't know what's going on. is he DJing?
Is this a radio show?
Is this a radio show? Is this live? I don't know. Fuck it. We'll do it
live. We'll do it live.
Yeah. I'm happy to have you guys here.
Thank you. Where can our listeners find you and your beer and all that stuff?
So if you go to our website, bottlelogic.com, there's a Find Our Beer locator that has a map that is relatively up to date with all the distributed places that we go to. Or you can visit our tasting room in Anaheim. The address is on the website. We're right off the 91 and 57 freeway. And then you can check us out on social media at Bottle Logic Brewing.
Sweet. And that's everywhere, I think.
Yeah.
Every social media account.
Except
that
for Twitter, it's Bottle Logic Brew.
Oh, Bottle Logic Brew. Which is, yeah.
Stupid. It's very stupid.
Hey, so is Twitter.
Ours, yeah. Ours have ours has underscores in it, so. And everybody thinks that's silly.
And then, like, Bottle Logic is taken on Twitter by someone who, like, was going to start a comic, but it never happened.
Oh,
so.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. I don't know. One of these days, we're going to just email them. Like, come on.
Yeah. Take them down.
Yeah.
You're bigger.
Yeah.
They probably don't even use that anymore.
I don't think they've posted in, like, a couple years, so we'll see.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Bottle Logic Brewing is, like, we're pretty big on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, you're huge on Instagram. So, yeah, I think we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about drunken video game characters on site at Week of Logic at Bottle Logic. Thank you again, Brandon, for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
This song don't give a damn. If the rhymes don't fit, the DJ quit. This song don't give a damn. You can't sing or dance to a camera.
If you like STRcast, there's a chance you'll enjoy Off the Rails podcast. The star host himself, Bubba, and his two middle-aged friends, Noah and Sean, discuss the finer things in life, such as proper defecation practices, lemon shandies, and the all-powerful King of Atlantis. So visit offtherailspodcast.com, and be sure to subscribe on iTunes. Get up!
Heyo, I'm Xander Chanere.
And I'm Bonnie Gordon, and together we're
the Library Bards! And you're listening to the Strength Cast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we
so, to give you an idea of what's going on, since you said this is your first time, is it your first time on a podcast?
Yes, actually.
Okay. And you brew for
Bottle Logic,
okay. Yes. Not some other brewery. I mean, we're sitting in Bottle Logic. I don't.
He brews for Phantom Ales.
Hey, now. Calm down there, Mayor McCheese. We're back from break, and we are still at the Week of Logic, and it is amazing.
And we're still drinking.
We'll be drinking. We got the framboise.
Framboise.
Yeah. Which one is this one again? This is, I think, the sticker's in front of me, actually.
The Fundamental Forces
a different one, yeah.
Was the actual barrel-aged beer release on Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
The Framboise is, we actually have a small sour program that we're trying to start. We got bored one day. Actually, it was Week of Logic last year. We got bored, and we decided to barrel ferment a lambic and did that, and now it was getting close to finishing up, and we decided to do a front, because lambics you can do in one of three ways, really. Leave it plain, add raspberries, make it a framboise, make it peach, which is the pech, so you see a lot of breweries do pech, and then the creeks. We decided to raspberry ours, and so that's the almost done raspberry version.
And the guy that's talking right now is a brewer for Bottle Logic.
Yes.
Greg. What have you been working on lately?
Well, I mean, as far as this week goes, I'm washing dishes all day.
Upgrade, right?
No. Yeah. I feel really good about myself, you know, stuck back in the kitchen. Myself personally, with the brewery, I've kind of worked my way through the rigors, and now we have some cellarmen. I suppose I'm not technically the supervisor, but I act like I am. So I kind of go around filling the gaps with what's not getting done at the moment, because how the amount of hands that we have, and kind of watch what they're doing while the powers that be decide on the things that we're going to be doing for the day.
Yeah, and you have some black latex gloves on. They're making me nervous.
I'll take them off.
No, you can.
Please don't.
You can leave them on. It's fine.
It's more fun this way.
So, Greg, do you play video games by chance?
I do. Not as many as I used to, that's for sure. But yes, I still have been fairly invested in World of Warcraft for quite some time.
Do all you guys play WoW? Is that a thing?
It's the game of choice for a fairly large amount of us, yes.
And, yeah, that's
and what I thought. That was even before all the guys, the Blizzard guys, became fans of ours and all that stuff. I mean, a lot of us have played for years.
So I know I didn't ask Brandon when he was on earlier, but Horde or Alliance?
Personally, I'm Horde, but I'm playing Alliance right now because the guys that I'm playing with here.
Get the fuck out. You can leave.
A troll shaman was the class and race of choice for me.
That's cool. Well, if you're Horde by heart, it sounds like, at the core, it sounds like you're Horde. I don't know. Kat, did you play WoW?
I did. I was Horde. I was undead necro?
Yeah. Warlock.
Warlock?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Are you
it's
drunk?
It's been a while. No. I haven't.
No, she says as she smiles knowingly.
No.
I have a friend that works at Blizzard, and he hooks me up with like a free month here and there, but I don't like to ask for it, so I haven't played in a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. And I was undead rogue, and I don't think this foot plays WoW.
Nope.
You missed out, bro.
Yeah.
For like the last 15 years.
Yeah. Well, Devin's still salty that we took him away from Mass Effect Andromeda right now, I think. You know what? Every time you fucking come on the show, dude, you're like, I could be playing Dark Souls. I could be playing Bloodborne. I could be playing Mass Effect Andromeda. I could be playing Dragon Age.
It's every his shtick, man. He's just the salty one of the group.
It's not my fault that you're constantly pulling me away from excellent games.
What, dude, you got to, I mean, I know you got to play the games, but you also got to talk about them.
I guess. That's the part where I break down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I think this was worth getting you out of your cave.
I would agree.
So, Greg, what are there any other games that you play right now, or just WoW?
Right now, I am not. Just got finished up with Brewing School, which took a lot of my time, so it was pretty much just squeezing in WoW when I had the chance. Typically stuck around when I would play games though more consistently. It's typically the Final Fantasies, the Zeldas.
Oh, nice.
Classic.
You know, we can all relate. Excellent.
Yeah, it's how do you say no?
Yeah.
And I'm already kicking myself I didn't pre-order a Switch to get Breath of the Wild. But then again, you know, my experience
with
Wii
U?
I don't.
Oh, okay. I guess you need the Switch for that.
Right? My experience though with
just buy a Wii U.
Just buy a Wii U. Buy a used Wii U. Don't buy the Switch.
It should be about $20, right? For one of those things at this point.
Yeah, you can get 60, I think, honestly. But I think you can find it for $60 on eBay or something.
I'm always fearful though of first generation systems because, you know, you just don't trust that they're gonna not have bugs. So I'm kind of waiting to see what's gonna go wrong.
Oh, the Switch?
Just any of them, any first generation video game system that comes out. But
because there's plenty wrong with the Switch. There's so much wrong with the Switch. But the Wii U, I think, is fine.
But it's acceptable.
Yeah, what he said. I never played it. I honestly.
I think the last Nintendo system I owned was a GameCube.
Oh wow! Yeah, you're going back. A little bit.
But back in a while. I mean, I've used a Wii. I think I bought my girlfriend a Wii at one point in time for the Wii Fit, man.
You and everybody else.
And surprisingly, didn't really get fit, but you know.
It was fun though.
But you felt better about yourself.
Yeah.
The hula hoop, man. You do the hula hoop for hours on end, and you're doing something at least, right?
Yeah.
But I ended up going to just Xbox and stuff like that. But the nostalgia there. I mean, I've been playing NES systems since I was what I think I have pictures of myself 3 or 4 years old.
Oh yeah,
playing games, showing my mom how to play video games.
So you're aging yourself about our age, I think.
Yeah,
old.
I'm old enough. old enough to have played the first generation and to remember playing it too. Alive when we had an Atari. My brother had an Atari, but I don't actually remember playing the Atari.
Oh, okay.
But no, it's something about the Zelda games and just that the role playing.
Oh yeah.
Thing, and I personally like the turn based role playing.
Oh. Yeah, definitely. Final Fantasy, like the original Final Fantasies, where you had the turn based.
Yeah.
Battles and stuff. Those were my favorite too. I was very hesitant when what was it? Was it 10 or was it 9? When did they start becoming
when they got rid of turn base? I don't remember 11 because it was online only, but 12 was real time.
Yeah, 12 was real time.
Because I actually still remember 10 having the little column showing you what orders you were going in, trying to do the faster move.
Yeah, that's true.
But
and then 15 is just a whole other different kind of game from the other Final Fantasies.
Yeah. It's not even close.
It's disappointing then, so I shouldn't do it, is what you're saying.
Wait,
no.
No, they love it.
It's great.
Oh, okay, good.
I think it's great.
It's still a good game. It's just it doesn't play like a Final Fantasy title to me. Like, it doesn't feel like Final Fantasy in certain ways. It's like the combat specifically, but still good.
Okay, good.
But Devin and I had a very in-depth conversation where
we
drew, like, similarities between other Final Fantasy games.
And you guys didn't record it.
No, we didn't talk. We texted. It's all written down.
I'm gonna need
there was nothing to record. But actually, one of the things they threw in there, what she and I were talking about most of the time, was 15 is like half built on just making references to the old games in one way or another, but like in cool ways, not just, hey, let's make a nod at something people liked.
So it wasn't a bunch of Easter egg stuff, little bits in here. It was actually full-on reference to previous games.
And characters being similar to past
characters. Some of it was Easter
eggy,
some of it was, like overlapping plot lines to an extent.
Hmm.
But it felt pretty cool as they were doing it. Didn't feel forced or cheesy.
Oh, that's encouraging that it's something. You know, I always get get fearful. The older I get with these games, I'm like, man, I got time for very few anymore. If I'm going to actually invest the money and the time, like, I really want it to be good before I ever get started.
Right.
Yeah, and that's hard nowadays with everybody releasing not complete games.
And people lying. No Man's Sky.
No Man's Lie.
Oh. Fuck that so guy. Disappointing. God.
Worst money I ever spent in my life.
Yeah. You just got to keep twisting that wound, though, don't you?
And I'm counting the time I bought the Magic Beans.
Yeah. Magic Beans are better than No Man's Sky. I at least you'd get a regular bean plant.
Precisely.
You get nothing but salt from No Man's Lie. But, yeah. So, Greg, would you happen to have a favorite drunken video game character?
I don't know if it's you would call it specifically an individual character, but I was always fairly fond, especially since I started playing World of Warcraft before I was even old enough to consume alcohol in the first place. Just the mere fact that I could play a game and actually drink liquor within World of Warcraft, and you know specifically the elves and the Thunder Brew, and not to come full circle on the fact that BotLogic actually made a beer for Blizzard called Thunder Brew.
Yeah, but, so you guys got it going on.
But just and then you know, obviously then you end up basically, I suppose I'd even claim it as I'm my favorite drunken character because nothing's more fun than over consuming in that game and having to wander and falling off cliffs because you actually went the wrong direction because your character went the wrong way. So I suppose I could even argue that I am my own favorite drunken video game character.
That is a valid argument, and we accept
it. I can't contest it.
Yeah, drinking in video games is fun. It seems, I mean, the first time I remember doing that was EverQuest, of course, which we talked about. Brandon played EverQuest. But, I always thought any game that put in the time to make your character actually get drunk somehow when you drink was always a fun thing to do. And like you said before, you were even, well, I think I was already drinking at like 15, so.
Well, it's not that I wasn't drinking. It's I, you know, couldn't actually go buy any. No one knew that I was drinking.
Your mom's not listening to the show, I don't think. You're okay.
Although it wouldn't surprise me. My mom was a Zelda fiend herself back in the day. But
Okay. So is that what got you into it, your mom?
Actually, we got her into it.
Oh, okay.
The other way around. But, we actually, it's too long probably for the podcast, but there's a lot of interesting stories about my mom playing Zelda for quite a long time.
Plenty of time. if you want to regale us with a tale of your mom playing Zelda, I'm sure Devin would understand as he has a very similar situation with horror games and his mom.
It's true.
That's always fun. Now, back in the day, when because I have four of the siblings, when we were all at home, one summer when you realistically out of school and your mom should be the one watching over you, literally played Zelda almost all day, every single day.
Babysitter.
It was probably way more fun and entertaining than we were as her children, but we often refer it to the summer without a mother, which if she was listening, if she was actually listening right now, would probably be really, really upset the fact that I just called her out. But
you turned out all right.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, I think so.
But she,
I know we just met. She kind of, this is crazy.
She kind of.
But you should be on my podcast, maybe.
I think I can make that deal. But I don't remember fully. I'm almost certain she actually beat the game in a day without dying. Because back in the NES, you couldn't actually save it. Realistically, save it that well. So she was determined to beat it all in a day. And I do recall having like zero lives next to her name when she finally beat it. So that was her determined summer and our summer without a mother. She does her puzzle games now on the computer and spends a lot, her fair share of time doing that when she's, in between watching, her crime shows. But
well, I think since all, it sounded like you said four siblings, between the four, there was four of you?
Yeah, there's four more. I'm the fourth of five.
Oh, five. Okay. So five kids. You all survived, so I think it was worth that. I
think you're sure to go back. She'd do the same thing over again. Like I said, it was probably way more fun doing that than trying to take care of us.
Yeah, well, I mean, you also didn't have to worry about your mom bugging you for that time, right?
No, we were pretty well in the clear. Some of the shit we got away with because she wasn't even looking at us was it was pretty fantastic.
Video gamers make great parents.
Yep.
But yeah, so do you have any questions for us?
I suppose. I do actually have questions, I was trying to find a way to phrase it where I didn't sound like a complete fool. I guess based off the fact that, you know, the logo has, you know, Cloud Sword and all that stuff, you are Final Fantasy fans, to say the least, if nothing else. But, you know, if you're going to pick one of the series that you would absolutely play over and over and over again till the day you die, which one in the series?
I think for me it's 7.
8.
It's 7. I've done it so many times.
Yeah.
And I'm on another playthrough right now.
Yeah, and I as everybody else knows, and then of course my favorite character's from 8. So Laguna.
Oh, yep. And I have a Final Fantasy 8 tattoo.
Yeah.
I have a lot of Lionheart.
I think between the two of you guys, you could like cover an entire person in your video game tattoos.
Probably.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Want to get more?
That's why we pay you the big bucks.
A lot more. I need a Final Fantasy tattoo. I don't have one yet. Oh, for Silent Hill first.
Wow. And you gotta get on it.
Oh yeah. Well, you already have Silent
Hill. And Sonic.
You already have Silent Hill, don't you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't have a Final Fantasy one yet because I went for those other games first. But
I got it. Yeah.
I need a Final Fantasy tattoo.
Yeah, you do. Do you have any tattoos?
I unfortunately do not.
Okay.
Well, fortunately, I mean, my parents say fortunately. I'm not. You know. It just hasn't happened yet, I suppose, is the way to put it.
I was trying to get weird, but that didn't get weird, unfortunately. It stayed above board.
I could lie to you and tell you I have one in a weird spot.
Okay. Please.
I have one in a weird spot.
I wouldn't do that because he'll ask you to prove it.
Yeah, no. Yeah, this is true. Yeah, we don't have to go there. Well, yeah, Greg, thank you for being on our show. That's awesome. And you are you normally working at BottleLogic during the week, or
yeah, I'm.
Where can we harass you when we're next time we're here?
I'm on the production side, so I'm usually in before the taste room opens, Monday through Friday, typically 8 to whenever the job's done for the day, which generally for me is about 5:30, 6 o'clock. So I'm usually there right as we open the taste room. But that being said, if you ever want to come take a look around, I'm usually the guy that can get away for a few minutes and show you the rest of the place or explain whatever the hell's going on. So feel free to stop on by and bug us.
It's awesome.
At any point in time during the day. Like, we're not shy.
We'll take you up on that offer for sure.
Absolutely. Of course, you actually got a good spot right now between all the barrels.
Yeah, this is like the best spot.
This is the coolest spot ever.
Everywhere.
A lot of people don't get to see this much of what we got going
on. Many barrels, yeah. And there's like, what, 2 or 3 times the amount you have in here.
Yeah, we have total. I think we have
that I've seen.
We have roughly, I think it's like 350, 400 in here, and I think we have another 200 next door as well. Wow. But that building turned into kind of the junk pile to get this place looking nice. So it doesn't look very good right now.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Is there you have any shout outs you want to give for?
May sound cheesy, but I love the guys we work with. So shout out to David, Drew, Wes, Dylan, and Buckner for the work that they did to get all the beers ready for this. I mean, we put in some hours, we put in some effort, but so far no one's been upset by the product we put out there. So that's obviously our most important goal is to make sure everyone's happy with the liquid. So
no, definitely awesome
to all those guys for all the effort and all the work and all the hours they put into to making this happen. And then to
Week of Logic, right? Hashtag Week of Logic.
Yes, hashtag Week of Logic, yes.
Anywhere.
And then
two hashtag.
And then Lindsay and Lucy for all the work they did to actually help get the event going, and then all the rest of the staff for being brave enough to work 12-hour days in this madness.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Because it's exhausting.
This is I heard this was a bit bigger than last year.
Yeah, fortunately we have more space with that warehouse being open next door to house them, but just as far as sheer quantity of people, we have considerably more than last year.
Yeah, it's I wasn't here last year, but this is huge.
Yeah, we're pretty happy with how it's looking so far. And it's only Tuesday, dear Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get to go home after this.
Yeah, we have four more days of this.
Although, I'm probably going to come back at least once or twice before the week is out, which to our listeners, this is going on till Saturday the 25th.
I believe that's, yes, 25th, yes.
Yeah. This is going on until Saturday the 25th. And when you hear this, if you listen right away, come down here to Bottle Logic Brewery. BottleLogic.com, I think, is the
website. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we're going to take a break. Thank you, Greg, for being on our show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. It was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Thank you. Thank you.
StrengthCast would like to thank our patrons for their support. If you want to contribute to the madness, please visit strcast.com and click on the Patreon logo. You could make Kat say whatever you want, but more importantly, you will be personally responsible for the atrocities we create.
Hello, nurse. This is Wacko, and you're listening to StrengthCast because you've got very good taste, and I'm not wearing any pants. See you later.
So, for our listeners, for the first time ever, we have Sean Taylor, OG Tay, of Off the Rails podcast on our show. It took Bottle Logic, Week of Logic, actually recording inside a barrel warehouse at Bottle Logic in order to get him to appear on our show. Sean, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and anytime you can get me into a barrel room, I will be there.
Yeah, this place is really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was totally by happenstance. Like, we were going to be outside, but it was raining, and there was no canopies, and they were like, is it fine we put you in here? And I was like, of course it's fucking fine we put us in here.
Yeah.
This is freaking awesome.
Yeah, so that kind of worked out with the weather.
Yeah, yeah. Sean, so are you enjoying the Week of Logic?
This is my third go-round for the Week of Logic, and yes.
You're a veteran.
I'm a veteran. I was here when they first opened, the very first day, the soft opening and the hard opening, and I've been a fan for all 3 years, and I love the Week of Logic. This is actually, I'm negotiating with my wife next year, maybe taking vacation during this week so I can really get crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be. Yeah, it'd be awesome. Like, I was only here on Sunday and tonight, and this is the first time I've been to Week of Logic. So how does this compare for you from last year?
Well, it's totally different. The way they've got more buildings now, right? They bought this second set of buildings, and they actually, the one next door they're serving out of wasn't there last year either. So it was mostly in the tasting room. Lines, it wasn't as busy last year as it is now, but the lines were wrapped around pretty good, and it's a lot better. They had bought these buildings towards the end of the Week of Logic. They kind of opened them up last year, and this was kind of the setup they had the last day. So it's a lot better. It's better this year. Yeah,
it is awesome. I mean, it sounds like they're growing, and I'm so honored to have been able to do this.
Yeah.
And you guys got Off the Rails got an interview with Brandon also.
Yes, that was great to meet him. We wanted to talk to him. I obviously have talked to a lot of the employees over the years, but I've talked to some other owners, other investors they've taken on, but never got a chance to meet Brandon, and that was definitely a pleasure. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, I've been talking to him the entire time because he's my only point of contact, really.
Yeah, I usually deal with Lindsay because we do, like, being doing the Week of Logic last year, they have they do the passport thing. Like,
yeah,
you get
the strategy guides in this
the case. Strategy guide this year.
Awesome.
And they
beautiful.
Do.
Beautiful. Looks like a Nintendo Power.
It does. I mean, the theme this year was great, the coin-op games. And, the third day you get a bottle opener. The fifth day you get a set of Teku glasses. The seventh day, just like last year, you get a 64-ounce growler. And you get access. It's basically, if you do the full week, you get a pseudo membership.
Nice.
So when they do their bottle releases every month, you get a pre-sale. You got 48 hours to buy your one bottle before the rest of the public can.
Okay, yeah.
So it's, and their bottles are very sought after. We just picked up the Fundamental Forces bottle on Sunday, the first day of the week of Logic, and we're not selling ours, but people are selling those things for like $400. It's crazy.
On the eBays?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is nuts. That is awesome, though. Like, yeah. Good for them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy it from there because we're here
right.
In the barrel room.
Right. So. And it's so good. I want to drink it myself. So.
Yeah. And in fact, speaking of Bottle Logic bottles, the reason I went to Bottle Logic was when OG Tay's tasting room had a 20th anniversary Diablo, the Herodric release for Blizzard, for BlizzCon.
I'm glad I could be an inspiration. That's what I strive to do. I try to inspire the world, and I'm glad I can inspire this podcast to be open to coming to Bottle Logic. I think with the theme this year, I think it fits right in with your podcast and the theme of that.
That was one of the most awesome things. And thank you for that. Finally getting Sean OG Tay on the show. He's not drunk enough yet, though. I like the drunker shows.
We're getting there.
And off the rails when you.
Some of these beers are pretty strong. The Diablo release at the BlizzCon. They had a couple. I think they had the Imperial Hodor as well. Mm. They had two bottle releases for that, and they had actually a couple others on tap here that weren't Imperial or barrel aged.
Yeah, but the barrel age is so good.
I was sitting there, and I didn't even know what BlizzCon. I'm like, what's BlizzCon?
Yeah, I know. You were killing me on that episode, dude.
Man.
I was yelling, and it's like, Diablo! Well, Diablo!
Yeah, I'm not that hard into it. I've played Diablo before. I'm not, not crazy hardcore playing it, but I've played it a couple times, and I was just like telling my wife, I'm like, can we go to this hotel so I can pick up some Bottle Logic bottles? I don't know what's going on there. And she's like, no. So I was like,
can I just go to a hotel to get some beer?
Yeah, pretty much. I was like,
no.
And I'm thinking in my head, please don't sell out of this beer. And then they'll have it at the, and then so they release it to the T3 pass holder. So I think I got like 5 bottles of each.
Yeah, I saw, how much was it there at the...
They usually run about $25.
Okay,
a bottle.
It was the same price because released it later. I think I found it at. I didn't buy it.
Right.
I must confess, but I did see it at Total Wine.
Okay.
Which is my favorite store.
It's a good store.
Yeah. Near me.
Okay.
The one in Costa Mesa is probably my High Times. Probably my all time favorite.
So, a little secret about Total Wine. If you go to like the section where the manager is, they usually hold special beers there off the shelf, and you can go ask and get fed beers there.
Oh,
like good stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, there's
so you know what's up.
I do. I try.
You got the hookups.
I try to look for. There's one from called Kentucky Breakfast Stout by I don't know if you've had that. But it's by a brewery called Founders in Michigan. They've got a lot of good stuff.
No, I haven't, but that sounds really good. My wife really loves stouts.
Yeah.
But
you should keep an eye out for that. That should be out soon. And usually Total Wine has it, but it doesn't go on the shelf. You got to go to the little manager pit to get it.
Oh, I didn't know there was a manager pit. That's good to know. This is good to know. So, Sean... I'm sure you're familiar with what we tend to call Off the Rails podcast on our show.
No,
a little nickname.
I don't. This is going to be news for me.
Okay, so
I got to be honest. I got to be honest, guys. I don't even listen to my own podcast.
Yeah, you're like Sal. Sal doesn't listen.
Yeah, I mean,
Sal doesn't listen to our show. No. He's like, why the fuck should I listen? I was there, motherfucker.
And you have to listen to every episode.
I have to listen
times.
To every episode at least twice.
I'm instructed by Bubba to just prep for the bibs and everything else. I need to come in fresh on.
You're the Sal,
right? Pretty much. I hope that's a compliment, but I'm not sure if it is.
It's kind of double sided.
Sal has a comedic genius about him.
He's
like 80% of the time
on the show. He's my better half, I guess. So
yeah, I've had some run-ins with him on PS4.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like when he tipped his boat.
He swears that wasn't him, though.
Yeah. He said that was you, I think. Those were the accusations.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I was drinking. Our favorite, and I think Sal actually coined it, Poopin' Over 40 was the
Poopin' Over 40.
Poopin' Over 40.
Wow.
And And yeah. It was inspired because of your lost episode.
That was at the beginning, right? That was one of the very first episodes, I believe. And
a hot Carl.
Yeah, man. You know,
it's become a legend.
Well, I mean, those, you know, my gracious co-hosts like to talk about that kind of stuff. I'm really
okay. So you're not the pooper.
You're not
the culprit.
It's Bubba. It's Bubba and Noah, or is it mostly Bubba?
Well,
I want the inside scoop.
Yeah,
here.
Kind of both of them a little bit, but okay. I'm not you know, into talking about all that. If you go back and listen,
so
to
so they
it,
just made you read it then.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So Noah keeps giving me shit, pun intended, over calling you guys pooping over 40, and he and Bubba are the ones that are responsible for this. I thought this entire time it might have been you because of you reading Hot Carl.
I read Hot Carl.
Which was amazing, by the way.
Yeah, thanks. I read it. I mean, I have no shame. I don't really give a shit, but yeah, that was just all read. And.
But you did.
I did.
Give a shit.
I did give a shit. Correct. That is correct.
Well, I just realized that I have met all of your cast now, finally.
Okay. Yes.
You were the last one. You were the unicorn.
I am the unicorn. Yeah, I'm happy to be here. I would do it again. I appreciate you guys having me on. It's awesome.
Well, thank you. I mean, God, what else? I mean, I've been trying to get on your guys' show forever.
Can we just take over?
Noah holds a grudge.
I feel like we should do what Noah did like a year ago and just take bust Sean. In.
We should just take Sean away from Off the Rails podcast.
Noah gives me shit too. He barely lets me on, so don't worry about it. Yeah, it's not.
Is he let on? I mean, like, is. I don't know.
Wasn't it Noah that just like busted in your house that
yes,
one time
okay,
we were recording
yes.
an episode? Yeah, we need to do that.
I don't know if you, yeah, you're right. Thank you for reminding me of this, but I don't know if you're familiar with what had happened. We were recording a live Twitch episode.
Okay.
I believe Jack was there. I think Blubba?
Blubba?
Blubba.
Blubba. Bubba. Bubba was there. Booba. Blubba was there.
Booba.
Baba. Booba. Podcast.
Yeah. But, that's good.
But yeah, he Noah just, I guess he was periscoping.
Right.
And he like tried to sneak into my side yard so that he could creep us out at the window.
I've heard
the
about
neighbor's
that.
Dog yeah. just kept barking.
I've heard about
and
this.
And he was like, oh, I'm not going to do this. And then I guess he texted Bubba, and then Bubba snuck out of the room while we were recording.
Right.
And then he came in and crashed our show. Yeah, that did happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should just
That's how I met him.
Where do you guys record? We should just crash your show.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I say this on the air, then he's going to get wind of it. So maybe we need to talk off the air. We might be able to put, something together.
We'll take this offline.
Yeah.
Bubba. Noah doesn't listen to the show.
Well, we do, you know, we record at Bubba's, we record at Noah's, the last two were at my house.
So it will be hard to figure out which one you guys are at.
Well, they move.
You guys move around.
But if we talk, I mean, I might be able to hook you up and you can sneak over to my house sometime.
That sounds good.
We'll just take over. We'll bust in and periscope it.
Yeah. They won't even know. They'll be shocked.
Oh, that would be so great.
Just I will just have the camera on Bubba's face when you guys walk in.
Should it?
Yes. I just want to go in there and be like, what up, bitches?
All of us will just show up. All three of us, at least. Me,
like,
me, Kat,
you?
And Sal. I think Sal has to show up. I think of all of us, Sal does the best impression of you.
Oh, I'm sure he does. I can see that. Now I'm going to have to go back and listen.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head when you were, when we last were talking about you guys. I mean, we talk about you guys a lot. So
I have to go back and listen now, because now that I've met you, I can accurately assess if he is doing a great impression
of
you.
Well, you know, you should also listen to Off the Rails podcast.
I should.
I do give it a lot of shit, and it gives itself a lot of shit. But it is a good show. I do actually enjoy listening to you guys on Off the Rails podcast.
Thanks.
The Tasting Room, again, like I said, inspiration for this. I would not have even come to Bottle Logic.
Right.
And the rest is history.
That's
I guess.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Dude, we're going to have you on again. I'm just trying to think of things because, you know, Off the Rails, you know, like I said, I like the Tasting Room a lot.
Thanks.
I like the bibs. I like your reactions to the bibs. I like your reactions to what was the one with the puppets and the hot air balloon or whatever it was that.
Oh, fucking, Oogie Loves?
Yeah.
It was awful, awful.
Oogie Loves.
That was an awful movie. It's terrible.
What the fuck is that?
It's some go watch Oogie Loves.
Okay.
It's a kid
this
movie.
Is a children's movie that I was forced to sit through. It was awful.
What's your favorite, Bibbs?
I like the Japanese movies myself. Those are my favorites.
Like Zombie Toilet of the Dead.
Zombie Toilet of the Dead, Deadball, stuff like that. Those were my favorites. Sleepaway Camp was good, too, though.
Oh, yeah?
Sleepaway Camp. I don't know if you've seen that one. And
was that on a recent one, a recent Bibbs?
That was during this last season.
Okay.
So that won a lot of awards.
It must have missed that one?
Yeah,
or?
the recent Boobish is out.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't listened to it yet. That's
right.
Why.
Right. So Sleepaway Camp did very well. And
You guys need to go listen to Off the Rails. The Boobas are out. The Boobas. This is like the second or the third Booba Awards.
It's the third Boobas.
The third Booba Awards. Cat's
okay,
looking at me like, what the fuck is a Booba?
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm going to listen.
Sean, could you explain a Booba to Cat?
So we call it Bibbs. It's a batshit insane. Movies that Bubba streams. He finds all this crazy, wild-ass B-movies, whatever, what have you.
And you coined the term Bibbs, I believe.
I did. Hashtag Bibbs. I forced it down their throat.
You're the genius. You're the genius behind Off the Rails podcast.
They finally accepted it. But, Bubba's got some crazy-ass movies. Some of them are really good, and some of them are really bad. I mean, really bad.
Yeah.
So, that's one of the segments we do every other show, and it's mainly B movies. There's some documentaries,
and
we did a documentary about all those little Muppets at the pizza place they used to have. I don't know, Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh,
Rockaway, the Rockaway,
Rock-a-Fire explosion.
Rock-a-Fire explosion, yeah. Awful.
That is a very interesting documentary.
That was awful.
And I loved it.
You did. Yeah, I didn't.
But Bubba and I see eye to eye on a few things.
Yeah, and then we saw another documentary about Noah found some about these Christmas Santas that are like bears, and yeah, it was awful.
What?
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, have you seen Teeth?
No.
Teeth is a total B movie, isn't it?
I think it's too mainstream for a Bibbs.
Damn it.
It's a horror movie where a chick has teeth in her vajayjay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's great.
I'd watch that.
yeah, you would.
Yeah.
It's like great in an awful way, like Sharknado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Sharknado, I actually met the guy that edited it.
Oh, stop.
The guy that edited Sharknado, it might have been Sharknado 2. I'm not sure now. Are there two?
But it was purposefully bad.
Well, yeah, it's a B movie. It's a B horror movie. Right. It's called Sharknado.
Great though.
What? Or Sharktopus? Sharktopus is another good one. Or Megalodon.
Where the shark eats the
747 mid-flight.
I've seen that. I've seen the cover of it, but I have not watched the movie. I've seen that flash by Netflix, I believe.
Oh yeah, it's all over Netflix. That's where I saw Teeth.
It's all gone sideways, my Netflix streaming account, after watching all these movies from
home. It's just all Bibbs.
That reminds me, it's like, because they force you to watch that stuff. Sometimes you get good stuff, but a while back we did an episode on feminism.
Oh, yeah.
And I forced everybody to watch all of Anita Sarkeesian's tropes videos.
We all got real salty real quick.
And Mo was pissed afterwards because like he was just chilling on YouTube or whatever, and it kept suggesting more feminist crap for him to watch. Right. He was like, "God damn it, Sam! Yeah. This is your fault."
Yeah,
that's awesome. Bullshit. Yeah. Netflix does suggestions too, doesn't it? It's like you should,
So and it's real. It's
you must have some weird shit in there now.
Well, now they forced me to buy the Amazon Prime.
Because Cookies was on Cookies Christmas was on Amazon Prime.
That was the guy did.
That was awesome, by the way.
Monster Max, and the guy is really nice.
When he was on the show, he was actually on your show in studio.
He's
I was impressed.
Nice. Yeah, he's very cool. Good. The makeup on the guy he played, he was Freddy Krueger or Jace basically in that movie. And
I love your lingo, all of your lingo. Jace.
Yeah, it was
jobbers.
Good. Jobbers. Yeah. And, I'm not a big wrestling
guy.
You're
not a wrestling guy. They're wrestling guys.
No, they try to shove that down my throat. I mean, I was into wrestling until I was about 12, and then I was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, me too. I mean,
they still watch it. They They like to get my reaction on it, and I don't know why, because I really could give a shit about
You're
wrestling.
You're like, I don't fucking care about right. this shit.
No. I got beer to drink.
Is Bubba still playing that wrestling game on his phone? Yeah.
See, that's fun.
Oh, the card game?
Like, he streams the 2K games.
Do you actually play with him in that? Or you
I
just
don't.
Watch?
It's just
fun to watch.
Yeah, I grab a beer and commentate on how silly it is.
Yeah.
No, well, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. I mean, I feel like, it's sort of a combination of the two. Like, because we have, Sal has a very unique voice. I'm just bumping my mic. Sal has a very unique voice, and Kat has a very unique voice.
Sure.
You definitely have a very unique voice.
Wow. Now I'm self-conscious.
Bubba does too, and Noah is just fucking loud.
Yeah, Noah's ever. Loud. Yeah, he is loud.
He killed... When he was on our show once, like, for a full show, when we just had the one Yeti, it was hard because I didn't have the separate tracks. You guys have separate mics now, right?
Do you guys play card games? You guys are into games. You guys play card games too?
Oh, absolutely. I play almost everything.
You guys play Magic?
I have like 12, 13, 14,000 cards in Uncle Touchy's Shirtless Podcast studio.
I've played once, maybe.
So maybe I'll come in on one episode and challenge you. I mean, I've got a few, not that many, but I've got probably,
Wait, you play Magic?
My kids all play Magic. Okay. My wife and I play Magic. I don't have 15,000 cards. I don't buy them as much anymore.
A lot of my cards are old.
Yeah, my cards are old.
Okay.
Right.
I would very much be interested in talking. Okay.
I would consider myself a rookie level player.
Okay.
Compared to the amount of cards you have, but I'd be up for the challenge.
Well, Sal is also huge on Magic. We're both huge Magic guys. We should do a Magic show, or at the very least, we should come over and we'll play a Magic show. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
we should do a Magic show. Magic the Gathering, people.
Yes.
That excites me very much. I feel giddy now, like you do coming into this room. I mean, I think I would say, to equate it properly, my Magic is like your beer.
Sure.
I love beer, but I think you're just, you know, just a step above on that.
Right.
However, I do believe I can out-session you any day on anything. That's also a challenge. If you're willing to.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My favorite beer is the Beast from Avery. 666 Mofo.
I don't think I've had that.
It's normally between 16% and 17%.
Okay.
And it's like a barrel. I think it's a barrel aged.
It's like the Jubilation. Now we
Exactly. Yeah.
Fundamental Force is 17. Close, yeah. Really close.
Well, this the barrel aged stuff that we tasted earlier, you're gonna have to go back to the beginning of the show to remember what the. I don't remember what it was.
Fundamental Summation.
There you go.
Yes.
The expert here.
Yeah, it's so hard to remember these names for me for some reason.
I feel like, and this is not a dig on the BottleLogic guys. Sure. I feel like you know or have said more about BottleLogic than they have. You're like their number one fan. So like, it was cool. We had a founder, we had a brewer, and now we're finishing up the show with their number one fan.
I'm a fanboy. I told Brandon that. I am a fanboy. There's no doubt about it. This is the best brewery around Orange County by far.
I agree. Would not contest that in any way.
Yeah.
But I think we have a few challenges now that we have to meet. We need a duel, Magic, and we need to drink beer.
Yes.
We've been drinking beer, but I mean, we need to drink more beer.
We'll drink beer while we play Magic.
This is something we do. The last time we did Magic, we did whiskey, but beer works too.
I've got, I don't know if you heard of Jameson Caskmates.
I haven't heard of Caskmates. I do drink Jameson.
Yeah, Jameson. Oh, so if you love Jameson, so what Jameson did was obviously they do their Irish whiskey in a barrel.
Oh, yeah.
And they farm it out. They farm it out to craft breweries. And so what they're doing now for barrel-aged stouts, and they're getting those barrels back, and then they're doing their whiskey after the barrels have been stouted.
Oh.
So you've got a chocolate-flavored Irish whiskey.
That's something we need to try. That actually sounds good because I've been trying to get my wife into whiskey.
Right.
And I found, if we mix it, like, with a little bit of whatever, she'll be able to, like, drink it. That sounds like something because she loves stouts.
The stouted whiskey is amazing.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Yeah. So,
You gotta try that.
We just need to get blasted and play Magic, I think.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sal will be very pleased to hear that.
Really?
You want to play Magic with us. That's
sure.
That's huge.
Wow.
That's okay. That's massive. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know.
I've been playing Magic, I mean, since it came out.
And I love this because this is something that I had no idea, and I don't think any of your listeners would have known this.
Well, I mean, we've been to Frank and Sons a few times. And
Frank and Sons.
And we've been to the Comic Cons, and we don't talk about it on air, and Noah's just like, how do you play this
game? That's like, I'm not allowed to talk about Diablo on this show. Yeah. I run the show, and I'm not allowed to talk about Diablo.
Yeah.
But Sal and I, our thing we used to do quite often was we'd go to Frank and Sons on a weekend. We'd each pitch in to buy a box of Magic.
Nice.
We'd take all of the packs, open them up, take the cards each of us wanted. You know, it was a free-for-all share, whatever we needed. And then we'd take all the rares and uncommons and stuff that was worth money that we didn't need.
Right.
And we'd go to the guy with the long hair. He always had the best prices. We would sell our cards to him.
Right.
And then whatever else we'd sell to the other guys.
Right.
And then we'd go, okay, we got enough money for another box. Let's go buy another box. And we would do that until we made the decks that we wanted, like with the new cards. It was the best way to do it because, you know, you pitch in those, like, the boxes are from like $60 to $120.
Sure.
All you need to do is, you know, $60 each. Okay, cool. Like, you know. That's always, I love Frank and Sons and the disgusting nachos outside.
I did a lot of my Christmas shopping there this year. I just went on my own and said, I'm going to Frank and Sons, and yeah, I got a lot of it covered. Everybody's very happy with their gifts as well.
It's nice when you can just make a one-stop shop like that.
Yeah, Frankincense is awesome. Have you ever been to Frankincense, Kat?
You know, I don't think so, but I've heard of it, and I've heard that it's a great store.
It's like a permanent vendor trade showy.
It's like an
type
indoor
of,
swap meet for comics and
card games and nerdy shit.
Just and
all the nerdy shit.
And if you like Pops, they've got a million of them.
Oh, yes, I do love Pops. I'm trying to collect
and
more.
They have a lot of celebrities there sometimes, like wrestlers and.
We met Roddy Piper there on the podcast. We tried to get Billy Dee Williams, but we had his son.
Yeah, yeah, and I remember that. Yeah, how many times Noah kept saying
Billy Dee Williams,
Billy Dee
Jr.
Williams
Jr. Yeah. The guy was like, "No,
no, that's not my name."
Yeah, and we got snubbed by Deep Roy there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do I have to bleep that?
No. Noah's still mad at me about that.
I'm gonna leave it on there, Noah.
Well, I mean, I just told him, hey, I'm like, you know,
I remember that.
I go, no matter what happens, I'm getting my picture with this dude because I love this guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my favorite Deep Roy, he was on the Kenny Powers show on HBO, the baseball movie. Eastbound and Down. The second season, Kenny Powers went into Mexico to play. And they had a few Mexican standoffs, and I was in tears. I mean, Deep Roy was amazing. He was like a Mexican drug lord down there. It was great.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, I think we need to do another show with you.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think
I'll come on anytime. Let me know.
All righty.
Yeah.
Now one of these days I'll be on Off the Rails.
we should have him on a Quiz Corner.
Oh, yes.
What's a quiz corner?
So Kat,
so I'm prepared. Or should I come in fresh?
Well, you'll come in fresh, but I mean, Kat does video game quizzes.
Okay.
And we've done, I think, two so far. We are getting close to being due for a third, I think.
Yeah.
It's an episode where the topic is Kat quizzes all of us, and most of us fail miserably.
I'm sure I will too.
Which is fine. That's part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of it. So
that's cool.
It always ends up being really great, and I break Spike.
Yeah.
Sooner or later.
Breaking Spike is always fun.
I was a heavy gamer when I was younger. I don't play as much now, but
we'll fix that.
We'll see. I mean, I love GTA 5. That's an awesome. I think it's the best game to be released on PS4. That's just my opinion so far.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Red Dead and
Red Dead 2.
Yes, and MLB The Show. I'm sure I'll be streaming that with Noah in about a week or so. Love baseball, so we'll be playing that game. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while since I played any baseball games. I played baseball as a kid for many years.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now that I can't play anymore, I have to live vicariously through the show.
Awesome. Well, I think that wraps up this episode.
Cool.
Sean.
Yes.
Where can our listeners find your podcast?
You can find our podcast at offtherails.com. You can find us on iTunes or I think it's Stitcher. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Zune?
Zune, maybe.
8-track tape?
Yeah, I don't know, man. We're out there on the podcast realm on all these different fucking things.
A lot of shit.
We've got offtherailspodcast.com website, offtherailspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. There'll be links on this on our show for all that stuff too.
Facebook, Twitter, and we've also launched a beer blog.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Called talkinghops.com.
This is the best time to talk about that.
So everybody go there.
Talkinghops.com.
We do beer review write-ups.
That's with your Vegas buddy, right?
That's with my Vegas buddy, Tony. We'll be doing some home brews there from Vegas.
Very cool.
We'll be doing pub crawls. And we've also did some Bottle Logic things for the Super Bowl. They did a really cool thing. They did a beer from the Atlanta flavor and a beer from the New England flavor. And we did a little summation of that and who would win. We picked Atlanta, but they lost. But yeah, it's great. We do a tap house of the month. We've got a tab for brewery reviews, and we do beer reviews constantly.
Yeah.
So everybody awesome. Go there, talkinghops.com. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. And again, check out Off the Rails. OG Taste Tasting Room is always open. They might kick you out pretty quickly, though, but.
It's the
temperature. The episode.
The temperature is very delicate, so we can't stay in there too long.
Yeah, exactly. Kat, do you have anything to say to our listeners before we go?
Thanks for listening, and you guys should really check out this Bottle Logic event if you're in the area.
Week of Logic.
If you're in Orange County.
BottleLogic.com, just check it out. Week of Logic goes on until Saturday, the 25th. You'll be listening to this.
You guys coming back again?
I'm going to try to.
Okay.
The show won't be here.
Right.
This is a lot of work.
Right.
But I'm going to try to come back to taste some more of the brews.
So we'll be here. Yeah. We'll be here the rest of the week. Around 7 o'clock. So,
all right. Well, maybe we'll hang out then.
Yeah. If you guys, we'll swap digits after this. But
absolutely.
And if you guys come and hang out, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Thank you again for having.
Thank you
for being on our show, and thanks again to Bottle Logic for having us here.
Yes.
And it's been awesome. And in lieu of Sal's absence, what do we say, Sal?
Keep your pimp hands and strong.
And wait,
pimp,
start over.
Pimp hands.
Wait, no, it's with all things in life. Keep your pimp hands strong.
And keep your strength.
And keep
gaming.
Your strength in gaming. Yes,
I like that.
There we go. Do you want to say it with us?
Keep your pimp hands strong.
And keep your strength in gaming.
And fuck course, you, Brian.
You brought it over. You brought it over.
Ah, you know, and you know what I'm talking about.
Good night. You motherfucking nerds.
See ya.
Actually suggested.
Okay, just give it a little beard love.
That's why we the pop have
filters
beards.
We'd love to.
So we can tickle the pop filters with them.
It's true.
Okay. I like that.
Kat hasn't shaved in like 3 years.
You know.
So that her beard can.
Too much time, man. Too much time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the rugged look.
So, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Yes.